很顺眼，觉得很好受，但实际上这个人却是啊、并不是那么好，兴许是个很邪恶。
And even more importantly, have you thought you were something else, and then it turned out you were the exact opposite of who you thought you were?
那更重要的是，当你认为你自己怎么样，当你是不是认为你自己是一个什么样的人，而实际上你却是另外一个人。
And the reason why I ask this question today is because I think this passage we're going to look at is going to ask ourselves a question. Who are we really?
那今天我们要看的这几段经文也可以让我们来自己审查自己，到底我们是一个什么样的人。
And I want to say that in beginning and looking at this passage, sometimes some message you prepare in a week and some message are things, the word of God that you think about week after week before you're able to share it.
那今天我们看的经文也是当你有时候读神的话的时候，你读了很长一段时间以后，才你可以真正了解神啊在这里要跟你说什么，你跟别人来分享。
And this parable that we're looking is one of those passages that when I first looked at it and preached it, and then I heard my mentor or the president of my seminary, John MacArthur, preach, I realized I was preaching it wrong.
那啊，李牧师说，当他一开始看这个经文的时候，当他过去用这段经文讲到的时候，他并没有理解到里面一些特别的含义，而到最后，当他啊、在神学院的那个院长就是蒋马卡瑟，那听了他的这个讲道以后，才认识到过去他所啊、讲的并不完全对。
Let me read verses 11 to 32 in English first, and then Peter Chen will read it in Chinese.
那李牧师要先念11到32节，然后我用中文呢来念。
It says, And he said to them, A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant land, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he had came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men had more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Quickly, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found, and they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, Your brother has come and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, Look, for so many years I've been serving you and I've never neglected a command of yours. And yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you kill the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we have to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found.
好，那我们下面我来念中文，用中文来念。耶稣又说，有一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收集起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。 于是去投放那地方一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我扶持你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这儿子和娼妓吞进了你的财业，吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Today, the main purpose of today's message is I want us to be aware of two ways we can sin against God.
今天，李牧师今天的题目主要的是让我们有对两种方法警醒，这两种方法都是得罪神，得罪人的。
And the reason why I want you guys to be aware of these two ways is really so that we could go before God with whatever kinds of sins we have and seek God's forgiveness for those sins.
那是因为我们要看清楚这两种罪呢，我们也可以到神面前来恳求神的饶恕。
The first part is be aware of committing obvious sin, like the younger son in verses 12 and 24.
第一个方式呢，就是我们要警醒，我们要避免犯这种很明显的罪，就像这个小儿子犯的那样。
But it is not enough. Secondly, we need to be aware of committing hidden sin.Like this older son as well, in verses 25 to 32.
这还不够，我们也要警醒，我们不要像这个大儿子一样犯这种内心的隐藏的这个罪。
In looking at this parable in verses 11, notice says that Jesus is saying that this is a tale of two sons.
我们要看看这个比喻，耶稣在这里说这是一个关于两个儿子的故事。
Whenever we read the Bible, we always have to ask why, what is going on right before what we're reading.
那每次我们读圣经的时候，我们再看看，为什么这开始出现了这个？那在这个以前的经节又是什么
？Why did Jesus suddenly start telling a story about two sons？
为什么耶稣在这里讲了一个两个儿子的故事呢
？And we know this. The reason why is in verses 1 and 2.
我们这个原因呢，我们可以从第一十五章的第一和第二节我们找到。
Notice says now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him.
第一节里讲到说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
As Jesus was preaching his message, as Jesus was going around preaching everywhere, suddenly large groups of people started gathering and listening to what he has to say.
当耶稣基督传道的时候，有很多的人来就近耶稣来听他讲道。
Among them were the tax collectors, whom the Jewish people hated because they collected money for the Roman Empire.
在这个人很多的人群当中，有很多的税吏啊，这些税吏也是犹太人非常恨恶的，因为他们为这个罗马政府来收税。
And notice also what it also says the word sinners. Oftentimes that's a euphemism or a polite term to say people that were engaged in sexual sins.
而这里呢也有罪人，那这个罪人呢，经常呢也是指那些在性上犯罪的人。
And this is a happy occasion, but note what happens in verses 2.
那我们再来看看这个第二节的讲是什么。
It says, both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, this man receives sinners and eat with them.
第二节说，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Now we know from the rest of the scripture, the Pharisees and the scribes were oftentimes very, very religious.
我们知道在这个圣经里头，这个新约里头，这个法利赛人和文士常常指那些在外表上很自以为意的人。
But they were only religious outwardly and self-righteous, but inwardly it was something else.
但是在他们的内心呢，却并不是那么虔诚。
When they saw all these people who were sinners gathered before Jesus, rather than rejoicing to God, notice in verse 2, they began to grumble and complain.
当他们看到这个众人税吏和罪人都接近耶稣的时候，他们不但没有欢喜快乐，反而在私下来议论耶稣。
Because of their lack of love for people, notice Jesus now starts telling them three different stories.
那耶稣在这里开始呢，就讲了三个比喻。
He told in verses 3-7 the story, the parable of the lost sheep.
在三到这个七节呢，耶稣讲了一个丢失羊的比喻。
And in verses 8-10 he tells the parable of the lost coin.
在八到十节呢，耶稣讲一个丢失银钱的比喻。
And then finally, we get to the text we are looking at today, the parable of two sons.
那最后这个比喻呢，就是今天我们要看的，就是这个关于两个儿子的比喻。
In all these stories, something precious was lost.
在这个所有的这三个比喻里的呢，一些很珍贵的东西呢，被丢失了。
At first, it's just a sheep, then it's money, and then it's a human being, a son as well.
先是一只羊，后来是金钱，最后呢就是一个人，就是这个小儿子。
And the reason why Jesus tells the story is to capture the truth that you and I, we ought to love sinners and hope for them to come to know the forgiving grace of Jesus Christ.
那我们也是都是应该是爱这个罪人，让他们希望能够到耶稣基督来接受耶稣。
And we look here in verses 12-24 with the first son.We need to beware of committing obvious sin like the younger son, but we also need to know that God's grace is very, very great. The youngest son's shameful sin is described in verses 12 and in 13.
那这个小儿的这个羞耻的罪行呢，是在从十二节和十三节那里。
Verse 12 says the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me." So he divided his wealth between them.
这小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他。
The word for share here, at least in the English, actually the Greek idea is actually the idea of an inheritance.
这个家业这个词在这个英文或者说在这个希腊文里头是这个继承的这个财产的这个意思。
It's an unusual tale because here is this father who is not yet dead and the son goes up shamefully asking for his inheritance already.
这是一个非常奇怪的场景，就是这个父亲还没有去世，但是这个小儿子却到这个父亲来去要这份要遗产。
In Jewish culture, this would have been the big slap on his father's face.
在犹太的这个传统里边，这就像在他的父亲脸上扇了个嘴巴。
Actually, it's in any culture it will be offensive because in essence, he's wishing for his father's death.
在任何的一个传统里边，这恐怕都是一个非常羞耻的罪行，因为他好像是希望他父亲早死一样。
Now you might say he might not, but at the very minimum, he's basically saying, "I love everything."That my dad has more than the father himself.
这个虽然他也许可能会不承认，但实际上他好像是在说他爱这些他父亲的财产比爱他父亲更深。
The Greek word for estate that is being that's being given is actually a word that means life. From where we get our modern word biology in English today.
这个这个家业这个词在这个希腊文里头就是。又像生命的意思，那英文里的这个生物，这个 biology 这个词，就是从希腊文这个字来的。
And I think it's appropriate. What Luke is trying to say is this son is asking for his own father's life to be cut up.
这个路加呢，在这里呢，大概是讲这个小儿子呢，就是想跟他父亲断绝关系，断绝这个生命的往来。
And yet, I think we could all imagine.This would probably have hurt his father greatly.
我们都可以想到，这个他的这种行为呢，对他父亲呢是一个非常大的伤害。
The father did give his wealth to his son, his inheritance.
那这个父亲呢，把这个家产给了这个小儿子。
But note in verses 3, he adds further shame to his father. It says, "And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country."
那我们再看十三节里，这里就是说，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
His father has been just hurt and has just been shamed, and now a few days later, the pain of his father has been increased.
这个父亲刚刚被这个小儿子这个羞耻的事，就是说要产业这个事来伤害了。但是你看，过了不多几日，在这个伤口上再次的撒上盐，他父亲再次被这个小儿子伤害。
The father and the son are now so far away. The son goes all the way, even to a far and distant land, and spend his money there.
这个小儿子就收拾，把所有的东西收起来，很往远方的地方去了，离开了他的故乡。
In verse 13, it says that he squandered his estate with loose living.
在十三节的后半段，他就在那里说，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
We could imagine the worst possible sin he was committing, because in verse 30, according to verse 30, he was also engaged with prostitution also as well.
我们可以想象一下，他在那里犯了有多严重的罪，在第三十节里那里讲到他、甚至在这个娼妓、身上花浪费了很多钱财。
Could you imagine the pain that the father felt?
我们可以想象到这个父亲是多么的伤痛吗
？With this great shame, sin has its consequences, and you see this described in verses 14 to 16.
这个罪呢会给人带来很严重的后果。那我们从14节、15节我们就可以看到。
Note in verses 14 that when he spent everything, he began to be impoverished.
从14节里看到，他耗尽了一切所有的，就穷苦起来。
The Greek word for impoverished has the idea of falling down, and I think that's so appropriate.
这个穷苦起来在希腊文里的意思就是有这个从高处摔下来的意思。这个在这里。也是一个对这个小儿子这个情况一个很好的解释。
And as one part of the consequences in verses 14, it just so happened that there was also severe famine in that country.
那这个其中的一个他遭遇的就是那地方正好呢有大遭饥荒。
So he was right here with all his money, but he has fallen down so great, and now the whole country is also starving.
那他曾经是这么的富有，这么站在这么高处，结果这个。跌下来呢，最后变成一无所有，而穷不起来，而且那地方又大遭饥荒。
Whereas before he had so much money, he could invite friends to party and not work. Now in verse 15, he had to go and find some kind of work.
过去他是有这么富有，这么有钱，他可以让别人来工作。现在呢，就像十五节那里一样，他去却投靠那地方的一个人。
It says that he now worked for one of the citizens of that country. And then in verse 15, it also described what kind of job he had.
那结果他不得不去为那个地方的人打工。那在十五节里呢，我们可以看到他是去做一个什么样的工作。
Verse 15 says that he was sent into the fields to feed swine.
那十五节里说，那地方人打发他到田里去放猪。
Now, if you know anything about Jews, they don't eat pork.
我们大家知道这个犹太人他是不吃猪的，不吃猪肉的。
As me as just Chinese, that's hard to imagine not having barbecue pork.
那作为我们中国人来讲，是很难想象，有人不吃这个叉烧肉。
But for the Jews, they would see the pig as a dirty animal to be avoided at all costs.
那这个对犹太人来讲，他们认为这个猪是非常的不干净的动物，所以他们避免任何跟吃有关猪肉的东西。
And because of circumstance, because of the consequence of his sin, it's so bad that now he's dealing with the most dirtiest animal in his mind.
因为他的这个犯的罪是这么的深的，那结果他堕落到一种境地呢，他去和这种最不愿意接触的这个脏的东西来接触。
And verse 16 describes that.It's gonna get worse. Verse 16 says, and he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating.
我们看到在诗里呢，甚至呢更糟的是，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥。
I know the word pod for some of those in English, the kids might think it's an iPod, but it's not.
这个英文里头这个豆荚是 pod 啊，但我们现在有些小孩子可能认为这是 iPad 啊，不是啊。
And actually, this is actually not just any pod. The Greek word is a specific pod that only grew in the Middle East.
那这里现场这个豆荚呢，是只是在这个地中海一带特有的一种东西。
This kind of pod, no animals eat this. And man, actually, this kind of specific one, it's like cardboard. No human beings, not even cattle, would eat this.
这个豆荚是真的非常的硬啊，像纸壳那样硬啊，是没有人认识的，也不是给喂动物吃的。
And it would hurt the stomach if you were to take it.
如果你吃的话，这会对你的胃会有很大的伤害。
The famine was so bad that they had nothing to feed the pigs but pods that nothing, no one else eat.
那个饥荒是这么严重的，他们就把这个豆荚只是给猪吃的，人是不吃的。
And this guy was so hungry, he's looking at this.And saying, I want to eat these pods.
这个小儿子是堕落到这么一种地步，他甚至饥饿的呢，他想拿猪所吃的豆荚来吃。
Think about looking at a piece of cardboard and drooling.
我们先可以想象一下，就是他要吃这种就像那个硬纸的板，要吃那种东西哈，像硬纸板一样。
That's how desperate his circumstance with his sin has become.
那这是他这个罪给他带来的多么严重的这个后果。
And then in verses 17 and 19, you see suddenly a change of heart.
你从17节到19节那里，我们看见，这时候突然他的心回转了。
In verse 17 it says, But when he had came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger?
17节里说，他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
You know what's sad?Is I think in the story, he probably didn't even think about home or his father until this moment when he was hungry.
我非常可悲的是，他在这段日子恐怕根本就没有想到他的父亲，也没有想到家，直到在这里他饿得成这样的，他突然想起来了。
He's in his very low circumstance, is thinking about the lowest in his father's house. Hired men is eating better than he is.
那他现在掉到这么一种低卑贱的境地呢？他甚至想到他父亲的故宫啊，还是有口粮。
I want to suggest to you that now his heart has changed, and he's not just only thinking about his father because he's hungry. Now he finally understood that what he did was wrong against his father.
他在这里想起他的父亲，想起他的家，并不完完全全是因为。他感到他饿成这样，而是这时候他也开始从心里感觉到他犯罪了。
Look at the words of verse 18.
我们看看他在十八节里怎么说的。
He says, I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
十八节，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
You see, in this moment here,He realized not only has he hurt his father, but he realized his sin is also with God. By the very word it says, sinned against heaven.
我们在这里看到他不仅仅认识到他犯了罪，得罪了人，得罪了他父亲，而且他得罪了天，也就是说得罪了神。
And then in verse 19, he realized he hurt his father so bad, he does not deserve anything good.
他从19节那里我们看到他知道他犯了这么大的罪哈，他认为他连根本不值得来，甚至来做一个故宫了。
Note in verse 19, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. That's what he wants to say to his father.
他从19节那里我们看到，他想跟他父亲说从今以后我可以成为你的儿子，把我当个故宫吧。
I would say this guy is not.Changing his heart just because he's hungry, but one of the signs of his humility, of true repentance, is he just wants to be a hired servant rather than a son.
那在这里他不想起他爸爸不仅仅因为他饿，而在这里真是他认识到这里的罪，那他也想悔改而去做一个仆人。
Put yourself in this young man's shoe, walking home from a distant country before there's any car, walking.Thinking, will his father ever take him back?
那我们想想，如果我们是这个小儿子，我们想想，在远处的父亲会不会把这个小儿子来接待起来呢？
He's probably trying to memorize exactly how to say it and what to say.
他在这里实在想，那怎么样跟他父亲说，说什么？
And yet, despite all the shame of that we have seen of how bad he's hurt the father, we see amazing grace in 20 to 24.
虽然这个小儿子犯了这么大的罪啊，但是我们再从这个下面这个二十节后半段，我们看到这个父亲的这个非常的奇异的这个恩典。
Note in verse 20, it says, So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
20节,于是起来往他父亲那里去,相离还远,他父亲看见就动了慈心,跑去抱着他的景象,连连与他亲嘴。
I like verse 20 because it shows that this relationship is the initiative of the father in fixing it.
这段经文,女牧师很喜欢,因为在这个20节里讲到了,是这个父亲的父爱,是采取了主动的。
The son was still a far way off, and the father saw his son.
这个儿子还在相离还远的地方,
I wonder if that might be because the father constantly looked out every day, wishing for his son to return.
也许这个父亲呢,每天就在那里眺望,希望他的儿子回来。
Looking at and wishing and seeing even shadows and thinking, oh, that kind of looked like my son. Oh, no, that isn't. It's too big.
也许有些时候看到一个影子,就觉得,哎呀,是不是我的儿子回来了,结果最后呢,就失望了,认识到那不是。
But this day, he looked out and he saw his wayward father has returned back home.
那在这天呢,这个父亲看到他的儿子是真的回来了。
And notice what was it that his young, what he did next is simply shocking in the Jewish world.
从下面这段经文我们已经看到他父亲的这个对他儿子的这个回应呢,确实非常非常的让人惊喜啊。
In the Jewish world, old men and men with importance do not run.
年长者或者说是很重要的人是不会跑的去做事的。
It's considered dishonorable or too lowly to do for someone of dignity.
这种比较年长的或有权势人呢,认为这些跑的去都是太低下的事。
You would send a son to run or a servant, but you yourself wouldn't run.
你会去差遣你的儿子或你的夫人跑的去做事,这些地位高的长者们不会去跑的。
And note in verses 20, this is exactly the shocking thing that his father did. His father ran up towards him.
但是我们在20节里我们看到,这是让我们非常感到惊奇的是,他父亲跑着去抱着他的景象。Think
about that for a moment. This father has had shame upon shame, and now he is so happy that he doesn't care about what his servant might think of his shame to reach out to show his love to his father, to his son.
我们可以想象到这种场景,就是在这个小儿子给他这个父亲造成这么大的羞耻,这么大的伤害,但虽然当他看到这个小儿子回来的时候,他根本就不管他的夫人或者别人会看他怎么样,他可以跑过去,跑向他的儿子。
He embraced him and he kissed him.
他抱着他儿子,连连与他亲嘴。The
son tried to give a speech in verse 21, but the father just ignores it.
这个儿子想跟他父亲说,就在21节里想跟他父亲说的话,但是他父亲根本就没有听他的话。
Notice, instead of treating his son like a servant, he's treating like this as if there's a marriage of his son going on.
这个父亲不仅没有把这个他儿子当做一个故宫,就像他儿子说的,而是把这个情况当成一个像儿子要结婚的那么一个喜庆的事情。22 to 24
says, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fattened calf. Kill it and let us eat and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate.
22到24节说,父亲却对夫人说,把那上好的袍子换拿出来给他穿上,把戒指戴在他指头上,把鞋穿在他脚上,把那肥牛犊呢牵来宰了,我们可以吃喝快乐,因为我这个儿子是死而复活,失而又得的,他们就快乐起来。It's
such a big occasion here. People at that time do not eat meat every day or beef every day.
这是一个非常重要的场合,因为在当时的情况,
I know today we go out and we could buy Carl's Jr. just at night, just randomly. But back then, whenever they would eat meat, it's an occasion where the animal is so big, you have to invite the whole village to help you finish the beef.
在当时情况下呢, 那他们吃牛肉呢是一个非常大的场合，因为你要是要把全村人来都叫来一起啊来吃，因为那时候只是牛长太大的时候，你要宰了以后要大家一起来吃。
No, it's not just any beef. It's fattened calf, which is always often reserved only for occasion of your son getting married.
那这个牛，这里所宰这个牛不是随便说，因为这个牛太大了或怎么宰的，而是这个肥牛犊啊。这个肥牛犊一般是来给这个儿子结婚用的时候才要宰吃的。
I want to encourage you today, if you're living a life of outward rebellion towards God, there is the grace of God for forgiveness as you see here.
李牧师要提醒我们大家，如果我们在这个犯了罪，不管罪有严重了，但是我们这里要看到神的恩典是够我们用的。
Before you care about what other people think,Think about what does God think of your sin and come to Him for forgiveness.
在你想别人会怎么样看你的罪的时候，你再要在这以前你要想到神怎么看你啊？你要来到神的面前认罪啊，向神认罪。
I know when we preach this, you might say, "I don't drink or tobacco. I don't chew or those type of girls. I don't even go out also as well with." Or you might say, "I don't live that crazy life."
也许你会说，哎呀，我不会饮酒啊，我也不会做一些坏的事情嘛。
Which brings us to the second point in verses 25 to 32, that we also need to watch out for hidden sins in our life also as well.
那如果是你是这样的情况下呢，我们要看看从25节到最后的32节，那我们看看我们在内心里我们有什么隐藏的罪名。
You see, this story might seem like a story of amazing grace.If it wasn't for the fact that there's a part two with the older brother.
那我们这里要看到这个奇异的恩典呢，在这个第二部分里是怎么样？
The older brother's sin here is not so obvious.
这个大儿子的罪呢，并不是很明显。
Matter of fact, if you read this wrongly, you might think the only good person in this story, the victim, is the older brother.
如果你不仔细的看的话，你可能会想。这个故事里的这个受害者呢，好像是这个大儿子。
About 2 years ago, there was a guy that visited our church every Thanksgiving and Christmas, called me up because he was so troubled with this passage.
大概两年以前呢，有一个每次来在感恩节时候来我们教会聚会的一位知己呢，打电话给李牧师，因为他对这段经文呢感到非常的困惑。
He started going attending another church, and a homeless lady says, "You need to read the story of a lost son."
他后来去另外一个教会，结果在那个教会有一个homeless 人就是跟他一个女的跟他说你要好好看看这段经文。
He read the story and he felt, "How is it that the father could be so mean to the older son?"
那他读到经文，他就觉得这个好像这个。父亲啊，对这个儿子是这么大儿子是这么的不公啊。
And it was during those weeks, as I thought about it, looked through it slowly, that I realized this older brother is actually not the good guy. He actually has some serious sin, though it is well hidden.
那我们仔细看了这几段经文之后呢，实际上这个大儿子并不是这个一个好人，实际上呢，他是犯了一个很大的罪在他内心里。
Now outwardly, the son seems obedient, yes?
从外表上来看呢，这个大儿子好像很顺服。
Notice he stays with his father.
他和他父亲在一起。
He worked in the field in verse 25.
在二十五节里头讲他在田里工作。
And in verse 29, he says the reason why he worked for his field is to help his father in verse 29.
在二十九节那里，他是说他服从他的爸爸来为他父亲做工。
But this is a reminder that just because you do outward things, sometimes you could do what is right outwardly with a totally wrong motive in the heart.
我们也看到，虽然我们常常在外表上来看，我们做了一些是很对的事情，但是呢，从内心里呢，我们的动机呢，却往往是很不正确的。
And sometimes you don't know your true motive was wrong until something happened and you get upset.
有些时候呢，你并不是认识到你这个动机是错的，而是当有些事情发生让你很生气的时候，这个事情，这个你的内心呢就揭示出来。
Verse 25 to 27, the older brother slowly discovered that his younger brother is back.
从二十五节到二十七那里，这个大儿子慢慢的发现他这个他的弟弟回来了。
Then in verse 28 to 30, it records his response to hearing this good news.
那二十八节开始呢，就记载了这大儿子看听到他小儿子回来以后的反应。
Verse 28, a portion of it says, the beginning part says, but he became angry.
十八节里说的大儿子生气。
When he should have been happy that his brother is back, and he should have been happy that his father is now happy with the return of his son.
他本来应该是欢喜快乐，因为他父亲欢喜快乐，因为他的弟弟回来了，但是他却没有。
And notice how angry he was. In verses 28 says, he was not willing to go into the house.
我们看到他生气到一种地步呢，他甚至不肯进去。
When the right son would be, he would have entered in and celebrated.
那如果一个正确的一个做法，或者说一个好的儿子，应该是进去和他父亲、弟弟一起快乐欢喜。
If there's anything in this story, if there's anyone that's a victim, I would say is the father. He's been shamed by the younger son. He brings shame upon himself because he's so joyful, he runs. Now his older son will also bring shame to him.
如果说这段比喻里呢，有唯一的受害者的话是这位父亲，因为他被这个小儿子得罪。羞耻，现在再一次呢，他却被这个大儿子得罪，让这大儿子再次的羞辱他。
Here he had to go out and beg for his son to come in. What shame that the older brother now brings to his father.
他这时候他父亲却出来劝他啊，所以你看呢，是多么一件丢脸的事。
Imagine there's a whole party going on, and then a servant comes say, "Go outside," and everyone sees out in the distance.A young, angry son lying there, grumbling. And here is his father trying to tell him to go back in, and everyone's like, whoa, what's going on there?
那我们可以想象一下当时的场景吧。大家还有一个大家的人还有夫人都在一起欢喜快乐，但是呢，在不远的地方呢，这个儿子生气的儿子却不肯进去，他的父亲在旁边呢来求他。
Someone that is nosy would have heard these words in verses 29 and 30.
如果你要想知道这父亲说什么的话，我们看看从第二十九节那里。
The son said to his father, "Look, for so many years I've been serving you, and I've never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him."
他对父亲说，我扶持你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
Some people stumble at this part and say, "How come the father is so mean? He doesn't even give even a little food to his father a little food for his son to be able to celebrate with his friends."
那我们这里，看到这时候，我们可能有些人会觉得很奇怪，说为什么这个。爸爸为什么连一点东西都不给这个大儿子，让他和他朋友一同快乐呢？
But note who is saying this? It's the son.
我们要看看这是谁在说这句话，是这个儿子。
It's one of those situations if you have kids where they say, "Dad and Mom, you never let me do something fun."
作为父母的话，我们可不可以觉得这个很熟悉这个声音哈？就像你的小孩跟你说，说爸爸妈妈，你从来不让我做一些我喜欢做的很有趣的事。
And you know it's an exaggeration, and you say, you always say that.
你知道这个，你常常是一个夸大的说法哈，因为他一直是这么讲。
And I think this is what is really going on. This son is so upset, he's exaggerating that you don't even give me anything.
那这个父亲是这个儿子是这样的夸大哈，他就说你从来没给我任何东西。
And we have to be careful whenever we read the Bible to interpret it correctly.
我们要当我们读这个经文的时候，我们要仔细，非常的仔细吧，要正确的来解读。
Now we want to back up a little bit to say, look at the context. Is there something missing in this story that in the other two stories of the two lost coin and lost sheep that's missing in this passage?
那如果我们仔细看这段比喻的话，我们看看有什么东西好像。在这里失去的话和这个前两个比喻就是说是找羊的比喻还有一个是丢失银钱的比喻和这段比喻有什么东西不一样有什么失去的
In the two stories before, you see that what was lost was so precious, there was a search and rescue team going out to look for it.
在前两个比喻里面，我们看到当很贵重的东西丢失的时候，是有人去找这个丢失的东西。
In this story, you don't see anyone go looking out and try to find the son, the younger son.
但是在这个比喻里呢，我们看到是没有人去出去去找这个远走的这个小儿子。
Why is that? And I think the reason why is this son is he does not love his brother.And he's one of those people that say, if there's someone worse than me in my sin, then I am okay.
实际上这里就看到这个反应的就是大儿子的就是反应。如果好像就是说如果有人比我犯更严重的罪的话，那我就是好的，我就是可以义人的。
In other words, this man, this older son, has a sin of self-righteousness.
用另一话来讲，就是说这个大儿子就是自以为义。
Doesn't this remind you of anyone else with the sin of righteousness in the story?Matter of fact, let's remind ourselves, why did he tell this story in the first place? The tax collectors and sinners are represented as a younger son in the story, yes? And if that's the case, then the older son actually represents the self-righteous, hypocritical Pharisees.
如果是这样的话呢，那这个大儿子呢，也是就代表了这个法利赛人和这个文士。
If that's the case, we need to all look at ourselves, especially if we go to church. We might very likely be this older son.
那如果是这样的话呢，当我们来到教会，像这些来到教会的人呢，我们可能也很像这个大儿子。
Do you look at yourself as, I am godly, and then see someone else like, oh, I need to avoid them?
你有没有这种情况说，当你看自己，你觉得你是非常虔诚的人哈，敬虔的人，但是看到别人呢，觉得是那些罪人哈，我们应该跟他们远离哈，离得远一点。
Do you think it's just okay just to go to the four walls of the church and say I'm okay, but never go out to look and search for this lost son?
你是不是觉得你一直在教会里跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神，而不到外面别的地方去寻找那个失丧人呢？
And if that's the case, you might be missing the love of God in your life, the love of God that spills over for you to love others as well.
那在如果是这种情况下，那你就缺少了神的爱，在你心里的爱，你也缺少了这个神让你把这个爱去分享给别人的这种。
Now, if this story, the younger brother represents all the obvious sinners.And the older brother represents the religious, hypocritical sinners.
如果说是这个小儿子代表了这些罪人，而这个大儿子代表了这些自以为意的假冒伪善的人的话，
we have to ask ourselves the question: Who does the father in this story represent?
那我们就要问一个问题：那这个父亲又是代表了谁呢？
It's fascinating. When we think about that question, when we look at the story very carefully again, we would discover this story has no conclusion when Jesus said it.
那当我们仔细看的时候，我们会觉得一个非常惊奇的事情，因为在这段故事比喻后面没有结论。
It just ends with the father saying that, hey, be happy that what is lost has been found, what is dead is now alive.
那这段比喻的结尾只是在就是说只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的。
If this was a theater right now, you would see the ending like this. If this was the father, the son would just be here, and then you see the robe will come over, and it'll be the end. You'll be like, where is the conclusion of the story?
如果是你实际上你在看电影，如果是这是个电影的话，你看到最后就是这是一个父亲在那里，然后旁边是一个儿子，但是呢却没有任何结论。那到底这段结论这个故事告诉我们什么呢？
Again, who does the father represent in this story?
那这个父亲到底是代表谁呢？
I would say this father does not represent God, but it represents Jesus Christ.
那这个父亲呢，并不是代表父神，但是呢，他是耶稣基督的代表预表。
We know what the Pharisees did with Jesus Christ, don't we?
我们知道法利赛人对耶稣基督做了什么。
This story, when Jesus told it, was too shocking to tell that he didn't, Jesus didn't finish it.
在这段经文最后呢，因为这个结果呢是这么的惊奇，是这么的，所以耶稣基督在这里并没有把这个结果呢放在这里。
Because the way the ending of the story is would be that the older brother is so filled with the fact that he is so good and right that he stood up and grabbed a knife.And stabbed his father because he said, I am so good and better than others that you should never show love and grace to the younger son as well.
那这段经文实际上这个故事的结局呢，就是这些自以为的人呢，他是认为他是这么的自以为意，结果他拿起刀来呢，就杀害了父亲哈。
The most scariest types of sins are the sins when we do what we do and think we are right.
那这个非常可怕的一个罪呢，就是说，当我们做犯罪的时候呢，我们却认为我们是在做对的事情。
I think the Bible makes the case that the most scariest people out there are people that do go to church, but out inwardly are very hypocritical.
但是这个最危险的、最可怕的就是当我们来到教会敬拜的时候，但是在我们内心呢，就是帮。
My question to us today is which of the sons are you? The younger son or the older son? And here we end with the good news. That even with the older son killing the father, even with the Pharisees and the Jewish religious leader killing Jesus, that was all part of the plan of God.
那但是这里我们有看到的好消息，看到希望。尽管我们这些自以为意的人杀死了耶稣呢，但是我们这里有希望。
The reason why Jesus Christ died in the plan of God is to die for all of our sins.
之所以耶稣基督在十字架上钉死呢，就是为我们所有人的罪。
If you trust in Him,
如果你相信耶稣。
If you would be like the younger brother and say, these sins are so heinous, I don't deserve anything good.
如果你像这个小儿子一样，你认罪，你认为你自不配任何好处的话。
If you go before God and say, I know the reason why Jesus Christ died is because I can't save myself, and that's why he took my death penalty.
如果你就是像这个小儿子的话，来到基督面前认罪，因为你只认识到你不能拯救自己。因为你的罪公价就是死，你需要耶稣基督来拯救你。
And you know what the Bible says is that if you turn to him, he will restore you as son, and there will be a party, a great party one day when we're in heaven.
你知道，如果当你来到耶稣基督面前认罪的时候，那神的恩典就会拯救你了。那将来也会有一个非常大的这个喜庆的欢在天堂里有一起有非常大的一个欢乐的这么喜庆的一个场景。
Trust in him today.
相信了耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。